As you've all heard, we had a tragic incident yesterday in the town of Pendleton on Aiken Road. We received a 911 call around 3:30 that reported a young boy, a 10-year-old boy, was trapped in a snowbank and wasn't breathing. We dispatched patrol cars, and luckily we had some patrol cars within a few minutes from that address on Aiken Road. Unfortunately, that boy passed away despite excellent efforts by all the first responders. The boy that died was 10-year-old Benjamin Wasik. Benjamin is a fourth grade student at Star Point Central School, lives in the town of Pendleton. At the time of the accident, Ben was with his mom and dad, something he typically does. As you know, Star Point was closed yesterday, as were several of the schools. But he went with his mom and dad over to the farm, which is something that Benjamin loved to do. Mom and dad were doing chores. Benjamin noticed that one of the chores was plowing snow, because there was an awful lot of snow at the farm. And one of the chores was plowing snow. So as Ben's dad and another relative were plowing snow, Benjamin kind of took kindly to a very high pile of snow and decided to climb on it, despite being told before that by his father not to do that. When his dad didn't see him for a couple of minutes, he started to look around for him. And he checked several of the barns, and there's multiple barns on the facility. Couldn't find Ben, asked his wife. They hadn't seen him for a couple of minutes. And unfortunately, they noticed the large snow pile and decided to start checking that. And when they did, they found Ben underneath the snow, in that snow pile. 911 dispatchers immediately, when they received the call, started to instruct CPR because Ben was not breathing. The deputies arrived within a couple of minutes, as well as some state troopers and Wendelville Fire Company, their ambulance service, and Twin City Ambulance. So first responders were on scene within a few minutes. First aid was given to young Ben. CPR and AED was applied to him. Everything was done at the scene to try and revive him. Twin City Ambulance, once they took him into the ambulance and worked on him for a few minutes at the scene, left for Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital. We had excellent cooperation with the Amherst Police Department, who shut down every single intersection. The ambulance, I was told, drove straight to Millard Fillmore Suburban without having to stop one time because of all those intersections being closed. And it's a busy route coming from Aiken Road up to Maple Road in Amherst. The hospital worked on Ben for quite a while and eventually pronounced him deceased at the hospital. An autopsy was done this morning, and the cause of death we just learned a few minutes ago was ruled accidental by asphyxiation. In talking with Ben's parents, Ben was your typical 10-year-old. He loved to be at the farm. He loved to work. It was not unusual for them to be there. He's very familiar with his surroundings. But as you know, 10-year-old boys, you know, they like to play, and that's what Ben was doing. Ben was an avid fisherman, loved to play baseball locally here in Pendleton. Was a great classmate, I understand, at Star Point School in fourth grade in Mr. Flynn's class. And just a kid that loved life. He spent his summers up in Canada at a family cottage, where he did a lot of fishing and just always wanted to be in the outdoors. I think the first response, the first responders did an excellent job yesterday in a very difficult circumstances. I think all their efforts gave the best possible scenario for Ben to survive. Unfortunately, in this business, we don't save everybody. I was in contact last night with Star Point Central School. I reached out to the superintendent just after the incident to inform him that he had the death of a student in his school, although I didn't tell him who it was at that point because I wanted the family to be able to notify each other. Late last night, I did inform him who it was. Superintendent Croft put together a crisis team last night. They met early this morning, and he deployed several counselors, psychologists, and teachers who are taking this extremely difficult at Star Point. He deployed an entire crisis team and is in the process of working with the students, not only in Ben's class, but in his younger sister's class, which I believe is third grade. So there's a lot of activity going on at Star Point Central School as well. Star Point will be releasing some type of a statement within a few minutes, as I understand. I think I've covered everything so far. I'll just take a couple of questions.
Sheriff, do you have any idea of how large this snowbank was to have engulfed this little boy as much as it did?
It was large. It was probably about 15 feet high. Jen, in that area, they were plowing snow and pushing it up against a barn to get it out of the parking lot area. So it was a pretty significant snowbank, and of course would be attractive to a 10-year-old boy to have a lot of fun on.
Can you spell his first and last name, please?
It's Benjamin, which is the common spelling. Wasik is W-A-S-I-K. W-A-S-I-K.
Did he have any pre-existing health conditions like asthma or anything that would have made the situation, you know, more dangerous than it would have been for a healthy child? Was he healthy?
There's no evidence he had anything pre-existing. He died of asphyxiation
by entrapment.
By entrapment.
We've all warned our kids about, you know, playing in snowdrifts, et cetera. I mean, this is really, it's got to be a moment for you to send a strong message out, you know, that is a serious thing. To relay to your kids and your families.
The accident is tragic, but as I said, you know, Mom and Dad warned them before to stay off the snowbanks. I can tell you that these are excellent parents. The Wasik family is a large family in Pendleton, known by everybody. They're great people. They're known by, you know, a large number of our deputies. Some of our first responders knew the little boy that were at that scene. They're very good parents, but as you said, yes, snowbanks can be dangerous, but this is, you know, this is so out of the ordinary, so tragic. There's no way you could have predicted it.
Who was your sister?
Pardon me?
The sister? Where was she at the time this happened?
I don't believe she was on the scene. I'm not sure where exactly she was. I didn't ask that question. But she was, I believe, a third grader, so she'd be a year or 2 years younger.
So, Sheriff, you mentioned that the father turned away for just a couple minutes, so this all happened rather quickly, correct?
It did occur rather quickly. Initial reports were that there was a period of about 20 minutes where they were looking for the boy, and that's consistent with the boy's body temperature that we have knowledge of.
Can you speak of the mental state of the deputies? I can't imagine dealing with a case like this.
Quite upset. You know, we have plans in place, counseling, two different counseling sessions today for our deputies. Our dispatchers, as you can imagine, were very upset. Nothing more frustrating than being on a phone when you're a mom or a dad and being 10 miles away, and you're doing your best to instruct CPR and to give this child the best possible chance to survive, but you're stuck in a room. There's nothing you can do. So, yeah, the deputies are hurting. I can tell you the fire company's hurting. I've been speaking with the fire chief, Twin City Ambulance. No one wants to see a kid die. You know, no one should have to bury their children. They're hurting, but they're not hurting anything like the Wasiks are.
Sheriff, did the little boy fall into the drift, or was he digging through the drift?
It's really hard to tell, Ed. We saw evidence that maybe he was digging a tunnel. Without a witness, we don't know when the snow fell or how it fell. As you know, when you have plowed snow, it's very loose. It was snowing at the time. It was windy. Dad was keeping a close eye on him, and immediately when he didn't see him, got off his tractor and started to look for him.
There's a lot of big snow piles around Lockport. What advice or warnings would you issue to other parents because of all the snow that's fallen here?
You got to keep a close eye on the kids. They're going to want to play. You know, I saw driving back yesterday between the house and the hospital, I saw three sets of kids on snowbanks going up to Amherst, and I wanted to stop, you know, at all three and ask them to get off. They obviously were all fine, and typically they are fine. This was a very odd event. The parents did everything they could to keep an eye on him, and as soon as they didn't see him, they started to look for him.
A couple years ago, or recently, Mike Wasik retired from the sheriff's office. Is he related to the young boy somehow?
Mike Wasik retired from the Lockport Police Department. That's Mike's brother is the father, so it's Mike's nephew.
Okay.
So Mike is obviously was with his brother all day yesterday, Mike's one of those cops that saved a lot of people in his day, and wishes he could have saved his nephew yesterday. So Mike's taking it pretty hard. One thing I will ask, I've been in contact with the family. They're a private family. I had some people from the media ask me if they wanted to do an interview, and their answer is no. They politely declined. Today they're prepping for a funeral for young Benjamin, and they asked that they be left alone. I wasn't even sure if I was going to do this press conference, but I did it with their good graces. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm going to respect their privacy, and I hope that you guys can respect their privacy as well.
Is there anything that community can do? Because I'm sure people are going to want to reach out and show some condolences.
The Wasicks have a very large extended family. I'm sure that if something comes out that through social media, that will be made public. I think the best thing the public can do is just pray for their family. Mom and dad and the grandfather who owns the property was there as well, and they're just absolutely devastated, as you can imagine.
Has anything like this ever happened in Niagara County?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, I can think about, it had to be a good 15, 20 years ago, Eric Road in Wheatfield, we had a similar occasion. That's going back a long ways. When I was a newer deputy, I can't think of anything since then.
With me today, I forgot to tell you guys, this is Captain Bruce Elliott. He's the head of our criminal division. He's overseeing the investigation. But based on what we saw yesterday and the work we've done today, and with the autopsy report coming back, just a verbal report coming back a short time ago, this is going to be deemed an accident.
Sheriff, you may have already mentioned this, but Benjamin's friends, I assume, are his age, very young. What is Star Point doing in terms of, do you know if they have any services, counseling services available for those young kids right now?
Yeah, we contacted Star Point. I spoke with the superintendent yesterday afternoon and advised him that he had a death in his school. I didn't tell him who it was, but I advised him he had a death and he needed to start to prepare because they need some time for that. So he started preparation last night. They've brought in numerous counselors, psychologists. I talked to him about an hour ago. Things are going okay at Star Point. Teachers are taking it very hard. They're meeting with the classmates of Benjamin individually and giving them counseling. They're also meeting with the classmates of Ben's sister in a younger grade. And meeting with those kids, and these are tough kids to talk to. You know, they're 8 to 10 years old. They don't really understand it. But Star Point, I know it's an excellent school system. It's where my children go, so I know it's an excellent school system. They were prepped last night, prepped this morning, and they're doing everything that they should be doing.
Captain, maybe we can get a comment from you. Just talk about how difficult is it for you to investigate a situation like this?
It is very difficult. Obviously, the age of the child, the nature being, you know, random, accidental. Like the sheriff said, it was tough on everybody, the firemen, the investigators, the sheriff's deputies. No one wants to investigate this. But we have plenty of support. We're lucky at the sheriff's office. We have great employees here, great people to work with. We support each other. In times like this, it's very helpful. And you know, we stick together in first responders and fire service and police. So we're here for each other. And in a situation like this, it's when it really helps.
I've brought two photos that the family has shared with me of Benjamin. And I talked about what he likes to do. It's fishing and baseball. And I'll share those photos with you guys. They're pretty recent photos. I'll have them here. I have some printed copies here, but I'll also send them out electronically within the next 10 minutes. So in the same source that you got your press release, you'll get an electronic version of these photos. So
thanks for coming, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please don't call me with follow-ups. This is all I'm going to do, guys, out of respect for the family.
Maybe if you take those photographs and lean them against that.